What's up, everyone? It's Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very excited to introduce to you my guest for today, representing one half of Breezango. He is NXT's own Fandango. What's up, Fandango?
What's going on? I'm actually in my truck right now, and my truck was in drive, and I just had to put it in park. So we're good. We're okay now. We're doing okay.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know you're on you're on your way out, but thank you so much for, you know, going ahead and chatting with me. You know, this is a big week for you and Tyler Breeze as well. You're heading into the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. I mean, what are your thoughts going into this tournament, considering that it is the first time that we get to see Breezango in this type of tournament?
Yeah, I missed last year's because of an injury. I tore my UCL in my elbow. I was really bummed out about it because just going back over the years, Dusty means so much to me. When I started in FCW back in 2007, he was very, very influential to me in terms of promos, building my confidence up. And, you know, he's got his fingerprints on a lot of talent across the board right now, man. And it really bummed me out last winter when I missed it, but super stoked. Tomorrow night, I've been training really hard to keep up with these young guys, and I'm really excited.
You know, obviously, you know, this is in honor of Dusty. So do you have, like, any favorite memories that you might want to share?
Yeah. I remember back in 2007 or 8, you know, I'm 23, 24 at the time, younger, insecure, you know, trying to figure yourself out. Who are you? A lot of us came from the independent scene, so we didn't cut a lot of promos. And, you know, you just go out and kind of wrestle and come back. So promos to a lot of younger guys were very intimidating. You know, you're confident in the ring because you do it every day, but speaking in front of your peers in a class, it's like, I think one of the number one fears of people is public speaking. So I remember being in the ring and, you know, you got 30 different people staring at you as you're kind of, they can see you sinking. And, all of a sudden, the door swings open, and, you know, hold on 1 second. And Dusty walks out, and he does that slow walk out to the ring, you know, like a baseball coach coming to help his pitcher, you know, struggling on the mound. And he just, you know, he comes out, and he just puts his hand over his mouth. He's like, listen, kid, your money, you can't mess this up. You know, he'd come out and build your confidence up, and he had a way to connect with people. And he knew people's personalities. You know, he knew if you needed a little boost of confidence or you needed to bring your confidence down a little bit. He knew how to read people. And that's what made him such a great coach, man. And, you know, I think about him a lot. And, I think about him. I thought about him a lot when we were doing the Fashion Files with Breeze and myself, because it was such he always talked about body of work and being able to play different characters throughout your career. And, you know, a lot of his advice stays with me, and it stays with a lot of the guys and girls that you see on TV today.
And I really like that you said that the fact that, like, even, like, afterwards, like, you still think about things that he taught you. And like you said, it sort of, like, lives on in the people that he taught. But I can only imagine, you know, going out there doing promo class, you're not only that, I'm sure you were intimidated as well. Like, I have to impress people and impress somebody like Dusty Rhodes. I can only imagine, you know, the sort of pressure that goes into that.
Unbelievable pressure. You know, I felt more comfortable going out in front of 10,000 people and speaking, but 30 people that I talk to every day and like legends like Dusty and Steve Kern and, you know, producers that were there, people that you grew up watching, you're super intimidated, you know, because these are the people you're trying to impress the most, and they know the ins and out of the business. So they know when you're kind of struggling, they know when you kind of fumble on some words. So they're your worst critics. So if you can get a standing ovation from them, you know, you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. So let's talk about the tournament. So first of all, this Wednesday, you're kicking it off. You know, you have your guys are kicking off the tournament. You have your match against Undisputed Era, Cole and Strong. How does, you know, there's 12 teams here, but you're starting it off with the Undisputed Era, which is one of the strongest teams on the tournament. So what is your mentality sort of heading into this match? You know, just sort of strategy, and how do you feel, you know, the fact that you're going to be wrestling Undisputed Era in this tournament?
Yeah, you know, we found out that we're going in up against those guys first, and I was like, all right, we're coming in hot. We're going to start this thing off hot. I've known Roddy for about 10 to 12 years, huge fan of his. I've been watching Cole for years. Super talented guys, hard-hitting guys. We've worked with Roddy and Fish in a tag team match, a triple threat tag match a few months ago, but I've never actually worked with Cole before, so I'm really excited to work with him. I've got a lot of respect for him. Been doing a little extra cardio to keep up with him. So I'm excited, man. Tomorrow night's going to mean a lot to us on different levels, you know, whether, you know, Dusty and just the respect of those guys. And I'm really excited we're starting the thing off hot like that.
I think so too. And you know, the fact that there is 12 teams, is there any team that you're like, okay, you know, you mentioned the fact that you're going to be in the ring with Adam Cole for the first time here. Is there any other team that you're like, oh man, like I really would like to work with them, or I really hope that we get an opportunity, you know, to wrestle this team?
You know, someone else asked me that question. We worked with the Grizzled Young Veterans a few weeks ago. And sometimes when you're in there with somebody or a team, two people, you have chemistry, and I think we had a lot of chemistry with those guys. And I told them after, I go, I would definitely love to work with you guys again. So I don't know if we're going to line up in the brackets. I don't know where it's going to fall. The chips are going to fall, but I would definitely like to work with those guys again for sure somewhere in the future.
What would it mean to you and Tyler Breeze to win this tournament?
Man, it would mean so much. You know, obviously Breeze was down in FCW and NXT with Dusty, and it would mean the world to me, man. You know, just you know, how much, like we spoke about before, how much history I have with Dusty, and it's a true honor, man. And I really hope we can keep advancing, but man, we drew a short straw, man. Jumping right out the gate against those guys, so we got our work cut out for us.
Now, I have to ask, you know, ever since, you know, Breezango made the move on over to NXT, I really feel that there has been a resurgence in you guys. You know, you got the opportunity to win the tag team titles, and you really have become an asset to NXT and the tag team division. So, you know, for you guys as a team, you know, what does it mean to you just to be able to grow in this type of environment at NXT and continue to work with all of these young and up-and-coming talents, not just as a tag team, but also as a competitor? How does that feel for you?
Going back to Dusty, and this is something that I think about a lot, this is something he told us, is it's about your body of work throughout your whole career. So we kind of checked off the box of comedy and being able to cut promos, doing the Fashion Files on SmackDown. And coming to NXT, I think we're proving to ourselves and to the audience that we can go in the ring. And it means a lot to both of us to be able to show people that we can go in the ring. So we've kind of checked the comedy off, and now we're proving to everyone and ourselves that we can go in the ring. And I think starting off with the Undisputed Era, Cole and Strong tomorrow night is definitely going to open a lot of eyes to what we can do in the ring.
You know, I like that because you mentioned the fact that, you know, you're sort of checking off all of these different boxes in your career. And that was one of the things that I was going to ask you because, hey, like you're here on NXT. We're getting to see, you know, this new version, this new element of Breezango. So how does it, like, what's been the biggest factor for you guys in staying fresh as a tag team that's been together for a while?
I think it's always don't get too stagnant. So I remember we weren't back in 2016. We weren't really on TV a lot when we started on TV, and then we kind of weren't. And we just started shooting backstage vignettes, which just for .com. And that kind of led into the Fashion Files. So I think learning from our past, always be ready to keep evolving and keep coming up with something new, whether it's coming out dressed as new, different costumes every week, always kind of always kind of had that next idea on deck, because you don't know how long what you're doing now is going to last. And that goes back to the Dusty thing, is body of work. Always keep evolving, coming up with something new. Look at like Edge, for instance. He started off as a vampire and he kept evolving, you know, just in over the years. And that's just a great example. And someone that I think about, Edge, Christian, guys like that, who have kept evolving and changing with the time and coming up with different ways to tweak their character over the years. So I think that's how you kind of survive over the years, is keep evolving and adapting.
I completely agree. And like I said, I really feel like we're getting, you know, to get this new, you know, this new insight into who Breeze Zangle is. And so it's very exciting to sort of see the matches that you guys are have been having on NXT. So with that being said, you know, I did mention the fact that you guys got to win the NXT titles last year. What did it mean to you guys to finally have that moment? And what did it mean to you specifically, you know, having that be your first championship with the company?
I remember doing this, like that, just kind of exhaled, because it meant so much to us, because we've had so many ups and downs, me being injured two or three different times, Breeze kind of going off and doing single stuff, being on 205, him getting frustrated here and there, me coming back, us, it meant a lot to us, because it's the bitter and the sweet, you know, in life and in wrestling or sports entertainment. You know, when you taste the sweet after tasting the bitter, it means that much more to you. So it meant so much to us. And that's something else we can check off on our body of work box, you know, boom, tag team titles. And then the next thing would be the Dusty Cup, which means just as much to me.
I love that. I love that. I seriously love that. So Fandango, thank you so much for talking to me, but we're not done yet. So before we go, I just quickly want to do like this random game with you that I call the lightning round game. So basically what I do is I'm going to ask you 10 questions about yourself and you just go ahead and answer them. They're super silly, but we're just going to go ahead and have fun with it so the people could get to know you just a little bit better. Here we go. Are you guys ready for the lightning round with Fandango? Question number one, what is your favorite board game?
Uno.
Question number two, favorite place to eat while on the road?
Chipotle.
Question number three, what is the best and the worst thing about Tyler Breeze?
Best thing, he always picks up the things that I leave in the locker room because I'm super forgetful. The worst thing is he always brags about being up, up, down, down, or left, left, whatever champion. He'll let you know that he's got that title. So,
awesome. Question number four. What is the last TV show or movie that you watched?
The Simpsons last night.
Question number five. What is your pick for worst fashion trend?
Uggs.
Question number six, do you collect anything?
No, I don't. No, I used to collect baseball cards, but not anymore.
Question number seven, if you weren't a wrestler, what job would you have?
Ballroom dancer.
I think so too, right? Question number eight, what was your favorite class back in school?
Science.
And question number nine, what city do you miss traveling most to?
Well, outside the USA, Cape Town, South Africa.
Awesome. Sure. And last question, question number 10, if you could have starred in any movie ever, which would it have been?
Good Will Hunting.
Amazing. Fandango, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview with me. Before we go, where can people follow you on social media and anything you want to like to plug in?
It's at WWE Fandango, both on IG and Twitter. So
amazing. Amazing. All righty, everyone. That is it for us today. Do not miss the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic on NXT each and every single Wednesday on USA. I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Fandango, and we'll see you guys
Dusty
next
Rhodes,
time.
Baby. Dusty Rhodes. Can't mess this up.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Fandango.
Thank you.
Thanks, Reese. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark. Bye, guys. Take care.
I'm going to go catch this plane.
All right.
Bye, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Mark.
if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @_DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.